ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
All right, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word, your precious written holy word, given to us by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We thank you today that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. We trust you, Heavenly Father, you reveal your word to our spirits. You make it plain to our hearts. Thank you for empowering our lives this morning by the reason of your word. We trust you that we won't be the same again after this service. Each one of us will be blessed. You speak to us in our hearts. You speak to us in our situations, in the name of Jesus. To you be all the praise for the wonderful works which you will do. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning, I want to just speak to us from my heart, from the spirit of faith, or about the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You may want to turn with me your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians and chapter 4. I'll read one more scripture after that. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. If you don't mind, we can all read together. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 1, 2, go. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Let's do it one more time. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Say with me, I have the spirit of faith. Say with me, I have the spirit of faith. Maybe help me tell your neighbor, you have the spirit of faith. The Bible says we have in the same spirit of faith. We have the spirit of faith. Every believer has the spirit of faith. Every child of God has the spirit of faith. And when we talk about the spirit of faith is an attitude of faith. Faith has an attitude to it. Faith has an attitude to it. And the attitude of faith always is such that we have the victory. Somebody say amen. Amen. We have that spirit of faith, that attitude of faith, that attitude that always puts one foot in front of the other, even when it seems impossible. That spirit of faith that always sees the victory, even in the midst of challenges. That spirit of faith that always sings the praise of God, even in the midst of trials and temptations. Even in the midst of the fire and the waters, the spirit of faith has an attitude that we are overcoming this situation. It is the I will not quit spirit, and I cannot be defeated. Help me tell your neighbor, I won't quit and I can't be defeated. In Romans chapter 10, we read again about that spirit of faith. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 10. Now I'll read from verse 6. The spirit of faith, the attitude of faith, the fire of faith, if you like, the power of faith, if you like. Romans chapter 10 from verse 6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into the heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. In other words, spirit of faith doesn't go about grumbling and complaining, how I'm going to get this done, who's going to go into the heavens to bring Jesus down. We need Jesus, but who is going to go to heaven to bring him down? And even if we have managed to bring him down from heaven and he goes down to the deep, who is going to go to the hell to bring Jesus back from the grave? This is too much of a problem. You know, our lives shouldn't be about problems. Somebody say amen. Amen. Because of the spirit of faith, our life doesn't have to be about problems and challenges and situations. Yes, the problems of life will come. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Yes, many may be our afflictions and our tests and our trials, but we don't wear a long face about them. Somebody shout glory to God. We don't wear a long face about them and complain about them all day. The Christian life is not a life of complaining and grumbling and griping and wondering and feeling lost and getting lost and going up and going down. No, it is a spirit of faith in the heart of the believer. A spirit that conquers, a spirit that wins, a spirit that overcomes every opposition in life. It's the spirit of faith. Listen to me. There are problems in this life. There are challenges in this life. There is no human being you have met who hasn't faced a challenge before. There is no one sitting in this auditorium or watching us online right now who is not faced with one problem or the other. Do I have a witness in the house? So if you make your life about problems and challenges and situations, you're going to be miserable. But thank God for the spirit of faith. I said, thank God for the spirit of faith. I'm waiting for you to come into the spirit of faith. I said, thank God for the spirit of faith. Woo! We eat challenges for lunch. We overcome victories for dinner. It's just a lifestyle. It's just a lifestyle that when we see challenges, we get excited about them. Because that tells us it's an opportunity for us once more, one more chance for us to say that Jesus is Lord. Lord over every situation. Lord over every challenge. Lord over every mountain that you may be faced with. He is Lord and He's alive. You know, God is not dead. And by the spirit of faith, we can live our lives victorious and full of joy in our hearts. Amen. Some people even go out and pay money to go and watch a comedy and they still can't laugh. Glory to God. Can you imagine how much comedians are making because people need to laugh? Because there's depression all over the place. But you know what? We have joy on the inside. We have joy on the inside. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We are fully equipped to face the challenges of this life. We have the spirit of faith and we have the joy of the Lord as our strength. Amen. He says, the spirit of faith does not speak in this wise. Who is going to go to heaven to bring Jesus down? Who is going to go to the deep to raise him up from the grave? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Glory to God. I just feel in my heart that God wants to fire us up this morning. Like some of us are a little bit cold in our faith, a little bit cold in our fire. Our fire is a little bit dampened, and God wants to set you on fire this morning in the name of Jesus. Somebody's going to go out of this church set on fire. I said somebody's going to go out of this service set on real fire. Yeah. Amen. He says, it says, this is how the spirit of faith behaves. This is how it acts. What saith it? The word is nigh thee. That is the word of faith which we preach. It is in your heart and it is in your mouth. It is in your heart and it is in your mouth. It is in your heart and it is in your mouth, which means it's not far away. That means your victory is not far away. Amen. That means the answer is not far away. Where is it? It's in my heart and it's in my mouth. If I can get God's word in my heart and speak it out of my mouth, I am sure of victory. I am guaranteed of success. I am assured that I will overcome whatsoever it is that I face in this life. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Listen to me, brethren. There is something about the spirit of faith that looks challenges in the face, like who is going to bring Jesus from heaven, or who is going to raise him up again from the dead, and says, listen, I have God's word in my heart, and if I speak it up out of my mouth, Jesus is going to come down from heaven and he's going to be raised up from the grave all at once in my heart, and I'll be saved by it. I'm not going to consider the size of the challenges I'm faced with. I'm not going to consider the size of the problems that come up against me. I'm not going to consider the size of the mountain standing in front of me. I'm just going to get the word in my heart and put it upon my lips, and then the mountains will move. You see, that's how the spirit of faith works every single time. And that's how faith works for you and I as believers. That's how we overcome the challenges of life by faith. Hebrews 10 and verse 38. Hebrews 10, 38 says, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. He says in the next verse, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. You see, the spirit of faith is what keeps you from collapsing and caving in this life. The attitude of faith, that's what keeps us from caving in, from collapsing, in spite of all that we are faced with. You know that if you just look at the challenges that face us in this life, you just pack your bag and go to heaven. You just say, well, is it even worth being here at all? I mean, from one trouble, sometimes you hop to another trouble. Am I talking to somebody in this house? It looks like when you're just putting out one fire, another fire is starting on Monday. You see, Jesus is Lord and everybody's shouting glory in church on Sunday morning. But it looks like once we close service, all hell breaks loose. Let somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be strange to us that we face challenges in life. It shouldn't be a big deal. You know, don't make a big deal out of the mountains of life. Mountains do move. Don't make a big deal out of the mountains of life, because mountains can be moved. They can be moved. Jesus said so. Jesus said, if you will speak to this mountain and say to this mountain. Many of us are busy talking to God about the mountains. Jesus said, talk to the mountain yourself. Amen. Some of us we just talk to God about the mountain. Lord, there's this mountain that needs to move. There's this mountain. I've got this mountain. I have this mountain. This mountain is so big. It's 60,000 feet into the sky. Jesus says, speak to the mountain. Let me tell your neighbor, speak to the mountain. Quit talking to God about the mountain. Talk to the mountain. It's time for you to talk to the mountain. It's time for me to talk to the mountain. It's time for us to stop complaining. It's time for us to stop griping. I kind of feel that God is a little bit tired about our complaining. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's just how I feel this morning. I don't know. I'm sure it's coming from my heart. I just woke up to it. I woke up to this spirit of faith this morning. I just felt like, Lord, what am I going to talk about? I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed in the night and prayed some more and read some more, and nothing came to me. Until my waking moments, I started sensing something about this spirit of faith. I feel like, God, is that what you want us to talk about this morning? He said, yes, I'm a little bit tired about you complaining. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't want to complain. You know, sometimes we don't realize that we're complaining. We don't realize that we've been grumbling. I'm going to fast again. I'm praying. I'm fasting some more. And I'm giving. I sow the seed. And I believe God. And I confess the word. And nothing is happening. I don't even know. Pastor, I want to book a counseling appointment. Stop complaining in the name of Jesus. The spirit of faith does not work by complaining. It works by talking to the mountain. You see, David didn't complain about Goliath. He spoke to Goliath. Are you listening to me this morning? Sometimes we don't realize that we're being drawn back. My soul has no pleasure in him that draws back. We are not of them that draw back unto perdition. Some of us are in a backsliding state in our faith. We're not drinking beer. We're not smoking cigarettes. But in our faith, we're drawing back. You're saying, maybe I should let that one go. Maybe I can't have that healing. Maybe I can't have that prosperity. Maybe I should just let that business go. Maybe I'll never get married. Maybe I'll never have that child. Maybe I'll never have this or that. Maybe this is not for me. Maybe God didn't bless me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Maybe I should just let go of some of my inheritance in Christ. Maybe, look, Samson fought over beans with the Philistines and killed them over a portion of beans. Listen to me, it's not about the situation, it's not about the circumstance, it's not about the mountain, it's about the spirit of faith. Not letting go of anything, not quitting on God, not giving up on any of God's promises. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and they are amen to the glory of God. Help me tell your neighbor, I'm not letting go of any of God's blessings. We are not complainers, we are faith people. We are a faith family. I said we're a faith family. We're a family of faith. We're a people of faith. The Bible calls us the household of faith. That's our family name. So whatever your first name is, your last name is faith. Amen? How does that sound? I think it sounds good. Dokun faith. You know, it just reminds you that you're a person of faith. That you're not like the world is. That no matter what you face, you overcome them. For greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The Bible says we are more than conquerors through Him that has loved us. In all these things we are more than conquerors. Now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus and makes manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. We are more than conquerors. We are more than victors. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even my faith, even your faith is the victory. My faith is the victory. Your faith is the victory. My faith is the victory. And we have the same spirit of faith. The same spirit of faith that brought down Goliath is in you. The same spirit of faith by which Abraham got Isaac is in you. The same spirit of faith that brought out Israel out of Egypt is in you. The same spirit of faith that Joshua and Caleb had is in you. Listen to me. God has made the possessions available for us. But upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. But the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. If you won't possess what belongs to you, it will pass you by. You will have to do without it. You will have to live without it. God gave Israel the promised land. God gave them the land that flows with milk and honey. The land of their rest, of nothing missing and nothing broken. And after He gave it to them, He gave them His word and said, go up at once and possess the land. And they said, we can't do it. He said, we can't do it. We can't do it. We can't do it. There are giants in the land. It's not today that there are giants in the land. Giants of opposition are in the land. There was a giant of pandemic. We just slew that giant recently. There is a giant in every land, in every space, in every place that God has given you to possess. There will be oppositions. We have an adversary called the devil. He's not just going to sit down and let you take all that belongs to you. He's not just going to sit down and let you take a hold of your possessions in Christ. He's going to fight you. He's going to come up against you. Somebody said it like this, that if you and the devil don't come up against one another and hit each other on the head and headbutt one another, it's maybe because you are going in the same direction. Or maybe you are going in the direction of unbelief and fear and doubt. If you are going in that direction, you won't meet much opposition. It's a free highway there. You see, but if you are going the position of faith, you are going to meet the devil on the way. And he's going to challenge you. And he's going to tell you a lie. And he's going to tell you that what God said is not true. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. He's going to tell you, you can't have that blessing. You can't have that healing. He's going to tell you, you can't possess that land. There are giants in the land, Israel said. God said, go and take it. They said, we can't do it. Look, in the final analysis, it will be unto you according to your faith. It will be unto me according to my faith. There are giants of insecurity in the land. Do I have any witness in the house? There are some giants that are called lack of opportunities. There are some giants that are called no jobs. There are some giants that are called, you know, no business. There are some giants that are called naira against dollars. Somebody say amen. The giants don't seem to keep stopping to come. It seems like when you kill one giant, another giant will rise up again. But it's okay. Somebody say it's all right. We don't mind giants. Is anybody afraid of giants in this place? I'm not afraid of any giant. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You see, the spirit of faith is a giant killer. Are you listening to me this morning? The spirit of faith, the attitude of faith, the heart of faith is a giant killer. No matter how big the giant is, the giant is coming down. No matter how big the mountain is moving. No matter how bad the situation is turning around. You see, it's just a matter of introducing your mountain to your God. You say, mountain, I want you to meet Jehovah. Mountain of lack, I want you to meet Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. Mountain of sickness, I want you to meet Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healed me. It's a matter of telling your mountain to meet your God and let's see who is going to move. Listen to me, the spirit of faith is going to say, somebody is going to die today, but it's not going to be me. That's what David told Goliath basically. He said, look guy, one of us is going to die. Before this fight starts, let me tell you, somebody is going to die today and it's not me. Do you still want to fight? You see, the spirit of faith has a fight to eat. It has a fight in it. Some of us are not ready to fight for anything. Some of us are not ready to fight for what belongs to us in Christ. Some of us are not willing to make a move. You're not willing to take a step. You're not willing to face a Goliath. Those who kill Goliaths are those who fight Goliaths. Those who overcome challenges of life are those who face the challenges of life. There is no Christianity that is without challenges. It's not a bed of roses, but it's a life of victory. Glory to God. Amen. The spirit of faith will conquer Goliath. It will slay Goliath and bring it down. It will tell Goliath, listen. You see, there was this small dog that met this big dog in a fight. The big dog is a bully and has beaten every dog in the city. Then came into town, this little dog, tiny little dog. And they said, well, if you want to be champion, you have to fight the big dog. He said, take me to the big dog. He met the big dog. He said, is this the dog? He said, yes. He said, let me talk to him before we start the fight. Amen? You know, the spirit of faith always speaks. I said, the spirit of faith always speaks. We having the same spirit of faith as it is written, I believed and therefore have I what? Spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. If you truly believe, you will speak. You didn't hear me. I said, if you truly believe, you will speak. Is there any believer in this house this morning? Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He said, introduce me to the big dog. He told the big dog, he said, big dog, I know you are big. I know you are tough. I know you are strong. I know I'm smaller. But listen to me, I never give up and I cannot be defeated. He said, are you ready to fight? The big dog said, you don't know who I am. I'm the champion in this city. The small dog said, I hope you heard what I said. I cannot be defeated and I don't quit. I never give up. The big dog said, from what I'm hearing, you mean it's not a one-round match? He said, no, it's not a one-round match. He said, so is it a 10-round match? I said, no, it's not a 10-round match. So how many rounds is it? He said, we'll fight until I win. The big dog said, let me talk to my coach. Coach, this guy doesn't give up. He cannot be defeated. He doesn't quit. He doesn't go home. He fights until he gets the victory. The coach said, you can do it. The big dog said, no, I can't do it. All my matches are 2-round matches, are 3-round matches. After third round, if I haven't beaten him, I can't beat him. But this one is not going to give up. I don't want to fight. I'm going to give this belt to the real champion, the one who never gives up. Listen to me. The real victors in life are those who never really give up. If you are ready to fight the fight of faith, if you are ready to stand your ground in faith, you will overcome. It's a fact. The Bible says you are to resist the devil steadfast in the faith. If we resist him steadfast in the faith, he will flee. He's a bully and may come like the big dog and try to intimidate you. But if you tell him, listen, we are going to fight until I win and I don't quit. He said, we better leave this one alone. Let's look for, is there any one of them that is complaining? Is there any complainer in church? Oh, he said, we found one complainer in the choir. Let's go there. You see, amen. The devil always looks for the complainers. The devil always looks for the one whining. The one who has a weak voice. He says, the Zoe of God is in me. The Zoe of God is in me. The devil is after you. The Bible says, he prowls around seeking whom he may devour. You see, all of us are potentials for the devil's adversary. But not all of us can be defeated. And the enemy knows that. He knows that some of us may be wearing suit this morning, but you have a loose screw in your head. And if he comes near you, he's going to get some fire. Look, there is a fire to faith. There is a fight to faith. There is a spirit of faith. There is an attitude of faith that never quits and never gives up. That has a perseverance, a doggedness, the tenacity of a bulldog that never gives up. That is the spirit of faith. It may face challenges, but it will face it with a smile on its face. It may face oppositions, but it's not written all over his forehead. It may face the troubles of life, but it says, trouble! Can you bring some more trouble so that I can have some more lunch? Eat trouble for dinner. Have it for lunch. That's the spirit of faith. And that's sometimes what many of us don't have. You see, we may know all the principles of faith and how to apply it. You may know all the things about confession of faith. But if there is no fire in your faith ain't gonna do nothing. Say with me, I have the spirit of faith. I'm still looking for it in your eyes. Say, I have the spirit of faith. And I'm gonna fight the fight of faith. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. That's how to lay hold on stuff. You fight for it. You go for it. You stand up for it. You don't quit and lie down and just expect everything to be fine. Don't just lie down there and let the devil run you out of town. Stand up for what belongs to you in Christ. Get up from the place of just being in collapse. Just slain in the spirit. The spirit of fear or the spirit of tiredness. Some of us are just tired of fighting. And when the enemy finds out that you are tired, he doesn't play fair. He's going to come after you. No, the devil doesn't play nice guy. He doesn't wait for the referee. You know, in fighting real life boxing, when you are knocked down, the referee stops the match and starts counting for you and waits for you to get up so you can get some energy and continue the fight. Look, the devil is a mean dude. You don't want him to get you down. Because when he gets you down, then he's going to stay and put his leg on your neck. And when one trouble comes and he's about to fizzle out and you're about to start praising God, he'll bring you three more. Are you listening to me this morning? The enemy doesn't play nice. He doesn't play fair. You've got to be tough in your faith. Maybe I should say that again. Because only two people heard me. I said, you've got to be tough in your faith. Faith has a toughness to it. Believing God has a toughness to it. You may not know exactly the name of the land you are going to, but you know God told you to go, so you go. Abraham, where are you going? I don't know exactly, but God told me to go, so I'm going. Oh, what a fool. What a stupid man. At 75, you don't know where you are going. God spoke to me. He said, which God spoke to you? I don't exactly know. He said, his name is I am that I am. Yeah, people may laugh at you and say, you believe God? You are believing God? Someone say, how are you going to fix it? I believe God. You mean you haven't called that man? He said, I didn't call anybody. You mean you haven't pressed the buttons? No, I didn't press anybody. You mean you haven't reached all your connections? No, I haven't reached all my connections. I believe God. Somebody say, I believe God.
I believe God.
Okay, let those who believe God say,
I believe God.
There's just something about believing God. And trusting in the Lord with all your heart. And leaning not on your own understanding. And not using calculation to fix everything. And just opening your heart and say, God, I believe you. Sink or swim. Live or die. I believe God. I believe God. God is faithful. God is faithful. I trust in his faithfulness. I feed on his faithfulness. You see, the spirit of faith will take you from where you are now and take you to where you ought to be. The spirit of faith is what will help you to actualize your full potentials in life. Some of us will not see this. You think it's the people you know, the number of degrees you amass. It's not about that. It's about the spirit of faith. There's someone that doesn't even know half of the people you know and is doing better than you. There's someone that doesn't even live in the part of town that you live in, but they have more joy in their life than you. There's someone who doesn't have the dogs you have, but have peace in their hearts. It's about the spirit of faith. The life of a man does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Are you listening to me? You may seem to have everything and still not be satisfied. You see, it's by the spirit of faith that we reach our full potential in life. It's by the spirit of faith that we become all that God wants us to be in this life. A David at the backside of the desert, attending to sheep, anointed king of Israel. Nobody knows what took him out of that place and put him on the throne. It was the spirit of faith. And guess what? The opportunity came in a challenge called Goliath. Your opportunity for victory may be wrapped up in a Goliath. Are you listening to me? Your opportunity for victory and for the throne and for reaching your maximum potential in life may be wrapped up in a mountain. A mountain of a man called Goliath. An impossible situation. Cannot be defeated. He cannot be brought down. He himself is a mountain facing a little boy. Our opportunities are sometimes wrapped up in those challenges that we are running away from. You see, the spirit of faith looks at the problem called Goliath in the face and takes a run at the Goliath. He runs for the kill. Doesn't draw back. How are we going to do it? While all Israel was murmuring and complaining and all the military guys were running back and saying, who's going to handle this? And Goliath was busy challenging them for 40 days and 40 nights. What is it? 40 days and 40 nights. All of Israel's army attended Goliath Seminar International. Listening to his message of fear and defeat paralyzed them. They didn't even fight. I want you to see that. None of them lifted up a finger to fight. They didn't even attempt. Can't we throw something at him? Can't we throw a spear from afar? Can somebody not shoot him? Can 200 of them surround him? But because they were busy listening to the enemy and listening to the lies and listening to all Goliath had to say, they were paralyzed in their faith until a little David showed up, full of faith, full of the spirit of faith. Says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? You may be big like a mountain, but you are coming down today. You may never have been beaten in your life, but you have met your match today. You say, who is that little rat talking? He says, I am the little rat that is full of the spirit of faith. The same God who delivered me from the bear, the same God who delivered me from the lion, today will deliver you into my hands, and I'll cut off your head and feed your flesh to the birds of the air. You see, that's the talking part of faith, because faith always has a voice. Faith is voice activated. Are you listening to me? If you don't have a voice, you're not in faith. You are just thinking. Faith has a voice. Faith always speaks to the mountain and runs to the mountain with the attitude of a victor. What is it you are faced with that you are drawing back from this morning? It's time for you to buckle up and look at that mountain square in the face and say, today I'm overcoming you. Mountain, you're moving today. Some of us act as if we face the biggest challenges in life. But you know, some of the people that face the biggest challenges in life are the people of the greatest faith also. Yeah, they have an opportunity to believe God and to show that God has enough power to get the job done. I don't think anybody has planned, you know, concerning you, 40 men, more than 40 men planned and swore an oath that they will not eat, they will not drink anything until they kill Paul. Do you have 40 people after your life? So what's the complaint? Is it house rent that is the complaint? Oh, what's the big deal? Oh, you came out with a pass from school? So what? Oh, somebody jilted you? What's the big deal about that? There are people who have been jilted 7 times and he's still standing. Amen. You know, sometimes we think we have problems until you hear the problem of another person. I used to think I had problems until some people tell me their issues. I'm like, Lord, I have no problems. You said I've been jilted 2 times. Somebody has been jilted 10 times. You say, I don't have a car. Somebody doesn't have a leg. You say, I don't have rent. Somebody has no hope of living in a house. We don't have issues. Let me tell you, anybody, you don't have problem. You don't have problem. I can't see anybody in this hall that has a problem. You don't have problem. Imagine you are in church and 40 people say, we won't eat or sleep until we kill you. Anywhere you are in this Lagos will fish you out. You know that's a problem. That's a real problem. That's a real challenge. The man who faced that says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. The man who faced that said, if God be for us, who can be against us? What can be against us? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom or what shall I be afraid? The man had issues. He had problems. He faced it everywhere. Everywhere he went, there was a problem. Look, the spirit of faith will overcome every problem. Only God knows what became of those people who said they will not eat or drink until they kill him. Your faith, are you listening to me? The spirit of faith will outlast the enemy. The spirit of faith will outlast the challenge. When God is done with you, you won't find the enemy anymore. You would have outlived it. You see, the spirit of faith will pass through a storm and come out on the other side of the storm. And when the storm calms down and the storm burns out and the storm is tired, the spirit of faith will still be standing. Ooh, glory to God. Paul went through a storm. He said, I thought it's only 40 people that wanted to kill him. No, he went through a 14-day storm without seeing the sunlight. 2 weeks, no sun. No hope of life. The greatest of the greatest sailors, very experienced, very exposed, with long CVs, PhD, professor in sailing, they gave up. They said, there is no hope of coming out of this one. There's no hope. This is the end. Let us all just lie down and die. Paul said, listen to me. I have a message from God. Glory. Said, I have something to say. I have a message from God. He said, the God whom I serve, an angel was sent from him and stood by me this night and said, you will come out of the storm. The storm will not kill you. I've given you the life of every single person that is with you on this boat. And he said, listen to me, it shall be unto me according to his word. Tell your neighbor, it shall be unto me. According to the word of God. That's what will come to pass. You see, the storm will come and rage and try to take everything, but I'm coming out of that storm. When that storm has calmed down, I will tell it, Tom, are you tired? I thought you were blowing hot. It will be unto me according to his word. That's the spirit of faith. When there is no hope of life, you see, God will tell you things that you will not have any reference for in Google. You will Google it and you won't find it. You say, this has never happened before. This has never been done before. God will say it because he has the power to perform it. And listen to me, my job is to believe him. If I will believe God, he will perform. You know, God is a performer. Abraham said concerning him, the Bible says, Abraham became fully persuaded that God was also able to perform that which he has spoken. Listen to me, God is a performer and you are a believer. The spirit of faith says God will perform. In the middle of the storm, God will perform. In the middle of the challenge, God will perform. In the middle of the trial, God is performed. The dollar is rising, the naira is forming. God will perform. Somebody say, God will perform. I said, God will perform. The Bible says, God is able to do, is able to perform exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us. Help me tell your neighbor, God is able to perform. Are you willing to believe him? God is able. The spirit of faith is what takes you to your destiny in life. Paul was going to Rome and the storms arose. Pardon me. But the spirit of faith, we're getting through the storm. We're not dying in this ship. I'm going to the other side, is what takes you to where you are going. Don't let your voice be connected to your circumstances in life. You see, the voice of faith, the spirit of faith, like I said, is voice activated. But you see, you must speak with your mouth what you believe in your heart. Sometimes our faith is connected to our problems, or our mouth is connected to our problems. Sometimes our mouth is connected to our circumstances. Sometimes our mouth is connected to the news on TV. Sometimes our mouth is connected to the challenges that we face. Take your connection away from those things and take your connection to the word of the living God. Start speaking with your mouth the word of God that you have put in your heart. That is how the spirit of faith works every single time. The Bible says God is the one who calls the things that be not as though they were. Help me say that God calls the things that be not as though they were. In other words, God speaks things into existence that didn't otherwise exist. In other words, what you say with your mouth will determine what you enjoy in your life. Amen? It's not the giants that kill. It is unbelief. The giants in the promised land didn't kill one of the Israelites. Not even one was killed by a giant. None of them was slain by the giants. The big man, the difficulties, didn't bring anybody down. It was their unbelief. It was their failure to act on what God said. It was their failure to believe what God said. It was their failure to take what God said by his word. But there were two of them called Joshua and Caleb. Oh Lord. Even though they had to wait a long time, but they didn't lose their spirit of faith. Only two of them possessed that land in that whole generation. Joshua and Caleb. What was the difference between them? They saw the same giants. They got the same reports. They are faced with the same opposition. Listen to me. What you are complaining about, somebody is exercising victory over them. What you are complaining about, somebody is using the authority that is in the believer to overcome such. What you are saying cannot be done is already being done by somebody. What you are calling impossible, God is making it possible for somebody, because all things are possible to him that believes. We are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. Say with me, I believe God. Say it again, I believe God. The spirit of faith says, God has a plan for my life, and I will fight for that plan. God has a purpose for me, and I'll fight for that purpose. My purpose is greater than my pleasure. My calling is greater than my circumstances. The spirit of faith never gives up on anything that God gives it. Never throws in the towel. Never allows anything to go. It seizes every opportunity. This is Mount Zion. This is Mount Zion, where we possess all that belongs to us. There is a fire and a fight to faith. There's a fire and a fight to faith. We can't just afford to wait for heaven to move. We can't just afford to wait for something to happen. Something is going to happen. I hope something will happen. How far with that project? I hope something will happen. When are you going to lay hold on God's promises? I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. What are you going to do about what God said? Well, I think I need some counsel and some people to gather around me so that we can talk about it. Listen to me. There is a fight to it. You and I must fight the fight of faith. And you and I must go with the fire of faith, the attitude of faith, the spirit of faith, the voice of faith, that in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Yeah, it must be our attitude that we never give up, that we never throw in the towel, that there is nothing impossible to him that believes. Glory to God. That when the walls of Jericho are still standing, we will shout the victory. That's the spirit of faith. That when we are in chains and fasting and in prison, what are we going to do? We are going to pray and we are going to sing praises to God. In the prison? Yes, in the prison. Because we believe God, we can see beyond the present circumstances. We can see beyond the present situation. We know we are coming out of this. We know we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Does anybody have the spirit of faith? Five people. Does anybody have the spirit of faith? Do I have anybody here that kills giants? Do we have people here that can move mountains? Do we have people here who have the voice of victory? Do we have people here who have the shout of victory? It's the spirit of faith. And it's what takes you from where you are to where you need to be. It's what takes you to the next stage, to the next level, to the next place, to the next phase of God's call, of God's desire, of God's plans for your life. He has great plans, but we must step into it by faith. We must go for it by faith. We must take up the challenge by faith. We're not just going to draw back and chill out and say, I prayed. Ah, somebody must pray every day. Ah, pray in tongues 1 hour a day. Am I the one that killed Jesus? So how can you be praying 5 hours a day? What are you praying about? You say, well, just let it go. Let it go. Let that one go. Just let it go. Just let it go. Another one will come. No, I'm not letting anything go. If it is from my Father, I'm not letting it go. If he promised it in his word, thank God Mary didn't let it go. I said, thank God Mary didn't let it go. Say, this one is too much. What you're saying is too much. It's too much. How can you say that a virgin will conceive and have a child and give birth to the Savior of the world? Me, even this little me. Say, no, this one is too much. Just give me something smaller. A smaller responsibility, a smaller task, a smaller miracle, a smaller breakthrough, a smaller supernatural thing. Say, no, be it unto me according to your word. That's the spirit of faith. That's the attitude we must have. That's the way we'll overcome. That's the way we possess our possessions. That's the way we get to our destiny in life. Many will fall off in pursuit of God's plan for their lives because they gave up. Not because God doesn't have power to take them there, but because they cut God, quit. They said, God, leave it alone. I don't want the promised land. I'm satisfied with the wilderness. That's enough. That's okay for me. Are you satisfied with just little? Are you satisfied with where you are? Have you seen all the miracles that there is to see? Oh, every time you share a testimony, it's from the one that is 5 years ago. What about this year? Anytime you tell us about your prayer life, it's about what happened 10 years ago. What about what you are praying about today and taking territories for Jesus? The spirit of faith will take territories for the Lord Jesus. Will win souls to Christ. Will take possession of the land. It won't let anything go. God has more for us. Let me tell your neighbor, God has more for you. No, you didn't say it well. God has more for you. There is more that God has in store for us. All of the promises of God are yes and amen in Him. The Bible says we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We ought to walk in some more of God's goodness. We ought to walk in some more of God's power. We ought to walk in some more of the supernatural. You see, the spirit of faith will open you up to the supernatural. If you are tired of the natural, if you are tired of just getting by, if you are tired of just having something little, if you are tired of just feeding from the crumbs, you see, you want to say, He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. There will be enemies around us, but you know that's why He prepared the table anyway. So you can come to the table and feed from the goodness of God in the presence of the enemies. And regardless of what is going on around you, you live in a different economy altogether. And regardless of the pandemic and the epidemic and the trials that is going on in the world, you live in a different kingdom altogether. You live in a different space altogether. Your experience can be different from what it used to be. Your experience should be different from what the world is experiencing. We are in this world, but we are not of the world. We are a people of faith. I said we're a people of faith. I was preaching in Port Harcourt Sunday morning last week. There was a lady in church. She's probably in her 50s or 60s. She was sharing her testimony, and it just fired me up. Praise God. I listened to her and I loved what she said. She said, I have something to say. I have a testimony. Many years ago, something happened. I became so sick. I lost my ability to walk. Became paralyzed. Was left on a bed. Left for dead, more or less. Her husband saw her and said the man started crying. Said her husband's friend, who is a medical personnel, came to visit her in the hospital. He said when the man saw her, he started weeping like a child. Hopeless situation. She couldn't recognize anything. She said, but in the middle of that, they didn't know I could see them. They thought she was unconscious and dead. She said, they didn't know I could see them. They didn't know I could hear them. They didn't know I could tell what's going on. She said, I kept saying to myself, I will not die. Even though those words wouldn't come out of my mouth because she lost total control of her body. She said, I kept saying, I will not die, but I will live to declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. She said, I saw them crying and I was asking, why are they crying? She said, the problem is that I couldn't see myself, so I couldn't see what I looked like that was making them cry. But she said, I saw what the word of God said. The spirit of faith. She said, I kept saying, I won't die, but I'll leave to declare the goodness of God in the land. I'm getting out of this place. I'm coming out of this situation. I'm getting out of this trouble. This mountain is going to move. Nobody was there to sing for her. There was no choir playing the music right now. There was nobody encouraging her faith. Nobody was leading her in the confession. There wasn't the corporate faith of the believer. We weren't shouting hallelujah. She was all by herself, but she had the spirit of faith. Impossible situation. They carried her around for years. They carried her up and down. She said, but I kept saying, I believe God. I'm coming out of this. People will see and be sorry for her. She couldn't even talk for years. Couldn't talk. Some people will see and just be sorry and shake their head. Just pushed around in the wheelchair like that. She kept saying, I'm coming out of this. She had a fight to her faith. She had a doggedness, a perseverance, a stick-to-itiveness, a never die, never give up attitude about it. She couldn't talk out. Nobody saw her and smiled. A daughter would challenge her and say, believe God. She said, just can't say it. I believe God. You don't know how much I believe God. She said, one day I slept. The Lord Jesus appeared to me and told me, you're coming out of it. He said, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. He said, even if you told me I wasn't coming out of it, I'm coming out of it all the same. He said, Lord, if you won't move, I'll move you. She was like that woman with the issue of blood. Impossible situation. She didn't give Jesus a chance to say no. Are you listening to me? She didn't ask Jesus for permission. She just came. Said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I'm gonna be whole. She pressed through every challenge. She wasn't supposed to come out. She said, but I'm gonna touch him. And when I touch him, I'm gonna be whole. She didn't even ask Jesus, can I touch you? Jesus, will you lay hands on me? Say, if you don't lay hands on me, I'll lay hands on you, Lord. That's the spirit of faith. That's the attitude of faith. A never give up attitude. A world overcoming attitude. Say, Lord, I know before you appeared, I'm coming out of this situation. I know everybody has given up, but I'm coming out. She said, one day. Somebody say, one day.
One day.
Just one day. From that wheelchair, she just stood up on her 2 feet. And she walked out of that wheelchair completely healed. Somebody that hasn't spoken for years, hasn't walked for years, she just stood up like that. No special healing service. No laying on of hands. No miracle meeting. She just stood up by faith and said, I'm coming out of this situation. She was holding the mic and running around the whole church sharing her testimony. She came out of it. Listen to me. What brought her out of it was the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith can bring anybody out of anything. It moves mountains and changes situations and changes the scenery of your life altogether. Does anybody have the fire in their faith this morning? Let them jump on their feet and shout hallelujah. We're not complaining anymore. I say, I'm not complaining anymore. I'm not crying anymore. No, I don't need any pity party anymore. No, I don't want people gathering around me and telling me sorry. I don't want no sorry. I have the same spirit of faith. You don't need sorry. You don't need a pat on the back. You need your spirit of faith. You need to get into the attitude of faith. You don't need people gathering around you and telling you, we'll pray for you, don't worry. Eh? No, I don't want you praying for me. I want to be the one praying for you. I don't want you to come and visit me and tell me, no, I don't want any in my life. No sorries, no sorrows. Look, the Bible says, even if the righteous man falls 7 times, he will rise up again. You need to get up on the inside. I say you need to get up on the inside. You need to rise up from the inside of you. Because if you don't get up on the inside, no matter how many hands are laid on you, it won't change anything. If you are losing on the inside, you will definitely lose on the outside. You need to get that spirit of faith going this morning. Is there somebody here who is going to believe God? Let me hear you speak to that mountain today. Let me hear you speak to that situation today. Let me hear you speak to that family today. Let me hear you tell that thing to move, that mountain to move, that situation to turn around for your good, in your favor, in your circumstance. Things are lining up. The path of a just man is as the shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Though 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes I see and behold the reward of the wicked. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my help in whom I trust. Come on, speak up this morning. Speak to your mountain. Speak to your situation. Speak to your circumstance. Your mountain needs to hear your voice. Your situation needs to hear your voice. Your circumstance needs to hear your voice. Open your eyes. Look at me and speak to that situation. Don't even close your eyes. Open your eyes fully, like full light, and speak to that mountain. Look the mountain in the face and say, listen to me, mountain. You are moving. You are getting out of my way. Mountain, move. Mountain, get out of my way. Situation, change. Circumstance, turn around for my good. This is the day that the Lord has made. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. My situation is changing. My circumstance is turning around. I have the spirit of faith. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The mighty one lives in me. The God of all flesh, the God of all glory, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is on my side. God is on my side. God is on my side. And if God be for me, who can be against me? God is for me. God is for me. God is with me. I'm not alone. God is with me. God is with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me, even to the ends of the earth. My lifestyle is without covetousness. Bible says, let your lifestyle, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as he has. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man, what situations, what circumstances will do to me. I have the victory, the voice of victory, the sound of victory, the sound of rejoicing. Does anybody believe God here? Let them shout the victory. Come on, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,